The Autonomous Agent Afternoon. My local AI ran non-stop for 3 hours. I fed it a 36-file project proposal generated by AI, though based on a real program, and it is currently cheerfully implementing quality of service features, which is somewhat laughable, but who am I to judge? In the beginning, my AI was not working. It was way too dumb. The model that was recommended by the agent harness was pretty bad. But a new model recently released by one of the tech giants is staggeringly intelligent. Gemma and Hermes sure make a couple. What is probably one of the most curious afternoons of my life thus far, predictably, began with a series of out-of-memory errors, OOMs. Leading AI that I now cancelled but still have a few days left of help me fix it. It was the number of CPU layers, or NGL. We lowered it, and no more OOMs. You will find the same problem with your AI. NGL will be a required parameter to adjust. A real GPU for a proper AI that we each deserve was priced $10,000 before the prices went up. So we must do the best we can. My first instinct when I saw it working was to go have a long freaking nap. To sleep. That is what autonomous agents mean to me. The 36-file proposal based on one of my controlled collaborations, well made, well thought out, took only moments to create. In a different corner of my computer, I told the paid AI to go over all the code and make a proper proposal, but also to improve the systems, to trim the fat, and add an XML control map on the very top so that I can see where everything is going. You can totally imagine how an AI won't get confused when crawling existing software. It has all of its answers in there, and it very well can refine it, make it stronger, and make it better. It is just doing basic translation from a complete application to a project proposal focused on creating highest quality software. I do need to review those files, but for now I don't really have to. I know they paint a coherent picture because the source program works. The agent finished implementing everything, probably after 2 hours, and then started adding quality of service features to enhance program stability. I asked it to follow the proposal, but also to improve the quality of the resulting program. In closing, the models that we can chat with are not really AI anymore. They are large language models, what they've always been. But when placed in an autonomous agent harness, well, they really do become an artificial intelligence. Maybe this past December we could call large language models AI, but now large language models are far too primitive when compared to the autonomous agents. Autonomous agents reflect on their own work. They enhance themselves. Tomorrow, after my AI gets some sleep, or dreams about its work, it goes through a scheduled self-improvement procedure at night, it will become smarter and more unique, based on what will be 6 hours of advanced non-stop programming. It will probably capture my programming style, and it will get entangled in the way I prefer to create applications. Tomorrow it will be better at programming my projects, and the longer we work together, the more powerful it will become as we solve problems. AI, in the most popular sense, is attached to the most powerful form of intelligence we have. And today, that is the autonomous agent. And now you can basically see why. I used to turn off my computer at night because it wasn't doing anything. But now, the next step for me is to actually turn off the annoying blinking lights so that it does not disturb my sleep while it learns.